Hey Lisa, so firstly tell us about your moments of pleasure journey. Was it the combination of your love for singing and for Kate Bush's music?
Basically, I've been singing since I was 11.
Wow.
My mum was a singer, so she sort of taught me everything she knew.
Yeah.
And I did performing arts at college.
Cool.
And I've always been a Kate fan.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was actually, it was just a couple of years ago that I'd never had singing lessons, even though I did performing arts at college. I've never had sort of one-on-one singing lessons. And I decided to sort of have a little play at doing a few lessons, but online.
Yeah.
So I started doing some YouTube lessons, and I was just sort of finding that my voice was doing things that it hadn't done previously.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had a little go at singing some Kate Bush songs, because I've always been a big fan.
Yeah, and it worked.
I just posted them on Facebook.
Yeah.
Just to friends and family, and I got quite a big response from people. And I've had the comparison before. People have said to me, I sound like her now. Naturally, I either get that or Dolly Parton, because my voice is sort of that higher.
I love
sort of
that.
Tone to it.
I love Dolly Parton as well.
I either get Dolly Parton or I get Kate Bush, and I'd always have that comparison.
Uh-huh.
But I'd obviously posted these specific sort of Kate Bush songs, my favourite ones.
Yeah.
And just loads of people sort of got back to me. There was a friend who was like, "Do you know what? You sound just like her," and it kind of just planted a seed.
Amazing.
I just decided one night to go for it because I wasn't really doing much musically.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Obviously, I've had my four kids, so I've been quite busy with that. And then I just, I wasn't doing much musically, and I thought, do you know what? I'm just going to do it. So I posted the video of me singing Army Dreamers to a backing track.
Mm-hmm.
Onto a Facebook page, a musician's page, just asking for musicians who might be interested in making a tribute band, and I got a really big response, like, immediately.
Cool.
And it all just, to be honest, just fell into place really quickly.
Yeah.
And then I had to learn the entire Kate Bush back catalogue.
That catalogue, yeah.
The rest is history, really. We kind of went from there.
Amazing. Well, it says on your website that you're a group of experienced and dedicated musicians, so tell us about your bandmates as well.
So we've got Mark Seven on piano, who's just incredible. He's amazing. He does his own stuff as well, and he's been playing for forever.
Yeah.
But he's a huge Kate fan, and obviously he contacted me, and he just said to me, I know her entire back catalogue.
Oh, wow.
All of her stuff, and I just thought, that's brilliant, straight away.
Yeah.
And then Rob Miles is our guitarist. So he got in contact.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really audition many people. It was just like the ones who came along.
Yeah.
It just seemed to be the right fit.
Yeah.
So we've got Rob Miles on guitar. We're all huge fans, as I say. And then we've got Mark Brown on bass.
Uh-huh.
We did have a different drummer initially, but he had to leave for personal reasons. So we've actually got a new drummer now called Paul, who's in another band with our bass player, Mark. So we've got Paul Arthur's on drums now. We've got Mark Brown on bass, Rob Miles on guitar, and Mark Seven on piano.
It sounds like it was all meant to be. destined to meet and to play together. Yeah. Are you looking forward to your gig at Alexander's Live on Thursday the 9th of December? And is this your first time to the venue?
It is our first time to the venue, although not our first booking, because obviously COVID has...
Oh, yeah, I know.
...through a couple of times. So I think this is like the third rearranged gig in Manchester. But, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We've been up north a couple of times now, and it's just a lovely audience.
Yeah,
you're gonna love it. And lots of Kate fans. So,
yeah,
we're really looking forward to it. We can't wait.
Yeah. What can people expect from your set at Alexander's Live on the 9th?
We do a real cross-section of the music, so we start right at the beginning and we kind of go right the way through.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a bit of a journey. I don't parody Kate because I feel like there could be a tendency to do that, but with her earlier music, and she changed so much throughout her career, I feel like if you parody her too much, you're not doing her justice.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
We're very authentic.
Mm-hmm.
We keep the song very authentic to the original track.
Cool.
We don't use any backing tracks or any samples of her music or anything like that. It's all done live.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love that.
Yeah, and we just, like, we're huge fans, so it's really important to us. But the most important thing is the sound.
Yeah,
And that it sounds right, you know. And that, we try and do it with as much respect as possible, really.
Amazing. Well, lastly, Lisa, where can people look you up online ahead of your gig at Alexander's Live on the 9th of December?
Well, there's our website, which is www.momentsofpleasure.co.uk,
yep.
Or we're on Facebook as well, so Moments of Pleasure on Facebook, so I think it's Moments of Pleasure Band.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook, we put loads of videos on there, and
cool.
We're also on YouTube as well.
So excellent.
We've got a few videos on there, yeah.
Well, it's been lovely chatting to you, Lisa. All the very best for your gig at Alexander's Live, and all the best for the future as well, and send my love to the rest of the band.
She knew exactly what to do. A pseudonym to fool him. She couldn't have made a worse move. She sent him scented letters, and he received them with a strange delight, just like his wife. But how she was before the tears, and how she was before the years flew by.
Moments of Pleasure, a Kate Bush tribute with Babushka. And if you want to hear more from them, then make sure you book your tickets for their gig down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester on Thursday the 9th of December by heading over to alexanderslive.com.